is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Travis don't want to be one.
Are you sleeping with him?
Yes.
You know what? The only reason he was with you is because you spread your legs.
Facebook points.
It's Facebook Fights. Every Tuesday morning, we kick it around. They leap off of your screen and onto your radio. In Facebook Fights bout number one, aren't those kids supposed to be in school? Apparently not during COVID. It's Facebook Fights bout number one.
I want to know why I pay taxes out the ass to pay for schools. And in the middle of the afternoon, all I see in my neighborhood is kids playing basketball. I'm sure someone on here can explain it to me.
It's that virtual schooling, and they still get a break like it's recess. Crazy, right?
These kids are getting like hour-long breaks like six times a day. They hooping.
They hooping?
How are kids playing basketball hurting your taxes?
Go get him, Mike. Get him, baby. Master of voices.
His name's Peggy.
I know, that was Peggy. That was Peggy.
The purpose of taxes is to produce intelligent, functioning adults from the school system. I'm not sure playing hoops all day is accomplishing that.
Maria says,
it's virtual PE, you ass hat.
Well, I can see the schools have been turning out intelligent, functional adults for a while now. Hashtag grow up.
Maybe a nice retirement community would be a better choice for you, Katie.
I am not retired. I have a job and pay taxes. Do you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. My Peggy, what a Miley Cyrus voice you have.
And I don't have a stroke if these kids get a little time outside. Isn't that what you want?
No, she doesn't. It's irritating her. She is whiny and fussy. You know what that sounds like to me.
Nap time.
Yes.
Ha, ha, ha.
Yep. Ladies, remember, there's one upside.
When you did that, I thought of the Bee Gees.
Yep, and ladies, remember, there is one upside to homeschooling.
What's that?
At least your kids won't spread head lice like they did back in the fifth grade, eh?
God, you hope not, right? Now, round number two here is a solo that I would like Mike to read.
Oh, yes.
It is one of the greatest.
I can't wait for the
voice. I think only a man with his vocal talents can do this justice.
So I'm going to hand that over to you.
No. Right.
I'm going to get the appropriate music ready. And it's Facebook Fights, bout number two.
7 months ago, I had a beautiful dream that I was making love with President Donald Trump.
I knew that.
Shortly after, I found out that I was pregnant with his baby. Oh. A divine power sent President Trump to save us. And through me, his son will be born. I am
What?
I hear Linus doing this now. A child is born in Mar-a-Lago.
I am so blessed to be chose for this immaculate conception.
What?
It's no coincidence that my baby is due on Christmas.
Do it to me again and again. You're making such an awful spin in a spin.
Can't wait to see your baby, Mike. Can't wait to hear your baby.
You speak just like me.
It's going to be... I think it's going to be, a lot of people are saying it's the best baby. Other babies, losers. Other babies, chokers. You see the baby? He's choking. You see him choke, choke, choke. This baby, perfect, beautiful.
Fantastic.
did a wonderful job with that.
I thank you.
And that brings us to bout number three. Hey, lovers, I'm back! I had to start this burner page because Facebook put me in jail after some dumbass reported me for my opinion. Hashtag little bitch.
You have an opinion? Hashtag nuclear opinions.
You'll get your account back in 3 days. I don't know why you went to this trouble.
Okay, Liam.
Not 3 days this time. According to Facebook, COVID-19 is keeping them from reviewing my page.
COVID-19 is dangerous online?
And I thought only the Facebook posts were a fake. Turns out excuses from the admins are fake, too.
It's the election, bro.
Careful or you'll lose your page, too.
Ha-ha!
Oh, I know you, Davis. You're not some poor, innocent victim.
That's true, but come on, this place is filled with people's opinions.
You just gotta learn how to play nice, brother.
So, what did you say?
Davis, it's a trap!
Can't get anything by you guys? I guess that's your line.
Yeah, sorry, can't get anything by you guys.
Yeah, well, I didn't write anything worse than anyone else on this group page, but apparently some asshat just couldn't deal.
Got all different people on here. Gotta remember what room you're playing to.
Well, that's the thing. It's a private group, and some a-hole rats me out on a private page.
Davis, again, you never know who you can offend or when you're gonna offend someone.
But the page is called Offensive and Inappropriate Memes. What the hell? There are posts describing dudes making love to miniature horses, and I get thrown out.
OMG, and you got suspended? Oh, I don't know whether to shun you for life or virtually high-five you.
You may not want this to get out. Suggest you delete this post. Hashtag worse than horse banger.
If you have your page locked up because you got a complaint on offensive and inappropriate memes, I'm a member of one of those pages, and you can't believe how awful they are.
I bet.
This is where you take all of your dark humor.
Yes.
Just the bizarre. It's that Louis C.K. bit about how pedophilia must be pretty great because these people don't stop doing it. It's that kind of stuff. This dude is thrown off.
I don't know who he is. And I don't want to.
But I have a particular set of skills. There you go. Facebook fights. If you see one, send it over to us. Send it to rumble@fm99.com. Good.